other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live, and we're streaming live on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. We're going to have Bob Dacey in studio in about 90 minutes, and Bob Chapman will be joining us later in the program. Alex is set to call in. Top story. We've got Joseph Pitts, a representative, congressman, out of Pennsylvania on the House floor. Now, I've been going through a ton of footage. I got to be honest, I haven't been listening to the show lately. I've just been doing so much work, not only on my movie, but working on Obama 2, which is just shaping up to be a masterpiece, just an unbelievable picture. I really hope people get out there and support it like they did the first one. Let's support it 10 times over, because I think that this movie is going to be even stronger as we go through more and more footage, more and more current events, and are really able to analyze it for you in a way that only a movie can do. Unfortunately, people don't read. It doesn't have the big effect. So, like I said, haven't been listening to the show. But Pitts on the floor calling out the eugenics program of population control. Let me repeat that. Calling out the eugenics program of population control and calling out Judge Ginsburg on her eugenics comments. And I really wanted to show people the video. I'm really liking these one-minute speeches lately. There was a clip we just pulled for the Obama deception where I think it's Lundgren is talking about the elites and them using, again, global warming as a tool to control the population, because that's what it is. Really talking about their fear-mongering, saying, oh, in 92 or 96 months, which is equivalent of 8 years, the world is going to end. He talks about Prince Charles and this royalty, this bourgeoisie, this elite that, again, want to control us through the fear of global warming. I mean, this climate bill is out of control. It's over the top. This health care bill, which really does tie into Pitts' comments about eugenics, where they're stating that they can have interventions in private homes. Interventions. They're going to knock on your door and say, take the shot or go to jail. Now, this is unheard of, and it's going to be federally funded. In fact, I have subsections of the bill that I'm really just going to have to read. I mean, Title 3 of the bill is entitled Improving the Health of the American People. It includes four subtitles. They are A, modernizing disease prevention of public health systems. B, increase access to clinical preventive services. Preventive services. C, creating healthier communities. Healthier communities. That means you're a bad neighbor if you don't take the shots. If your kids don't take the shots, maybe you can't live in the neighborhood anymore. And of course, D, support for prevention and public health information. And then it tells you in which subsection is it right here? There's eight specific methods, and in section E, providing for home visits that promote immunization through education, assessments of need, referrals, provision of immunizations, and other services. This says they can come into your home. Big stories over at Prison Planet and InfoWars.com right now. So on the other side, we're going to watch Joseph Pitts really call out this eugenics program. And that's what it is. And they are gearing up for it in a way never before seen. In fact, you know, this is the other top story. Fox News is now retracting their story on these robots feeding on biomass. Remember, the headline was, could feed on dead bodies. Could feed on dead bodies. Well, now they're saying they're vegetarian. You can't even get the article cached. Here it is right here. They've got the link, so we'll bring that up on the other side as well. But biomass entities military robot is a vegetarian, company says. Because they know it's an open war crime if you're clearing the battlefields or the death fields from some kind of eugenics program, some genocide, with robots that are eating biomass. They're literally feeding on the dead to survive. How sick is that? And we're going to use them as a military tool? No, we got to soften it for the public. That story about dead bodies, that was a mistake. They're vegetarians. Vegetarians. You don't think we live in 1984? This is the definition of 1984. I couldn't pull up a cached article. There's no reference. I mean, come on, give me a break. This eater robot is evil. Evil. We'll be back after this. Is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
Yeah. You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com right now. And I'm going to play this clip of Joseph Pitts, a representative out of Pennsylvania, really calling out the elite eugenics program and Ginsburg, Judge Ginsburg, in particular. So let's go to the clip right now.
Thank you. For what purpose is the gentleman from Pennsylvania? The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, last week's New York Times Magazine featured an interview with Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Some of her comments were absolutely astonishing, coming from a sitting Supreme Court justice. But the most disturbing comment came in reference to abortion. In reference to Roe v. Wade, the infamous Supreme Court case, she said this, quote, "Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of," end quote. I cannot imagine any acceptable context in which a serious person could refer to populations that we don't want too many of. This eugenic way of thinking debases the value of all human life. All people are created equal and deserve the most fundamental right to life, no matter what race, religion, or socioeconomic background. I am shocked that a member of the Supreme Court believes that a compelling reason for the legality of abortion is because our society wants to reduce the growth of specific populations. Justice Ginsburg's comments are an assault and insult to the values of the American people. I yield back.
Amen, brother.
Time has expired. What purpose does the gentleman
folks, I mean, exactly. All men are created equal. You should not be debasing any population based on race, creed, economic situation. It's absolutely ludicrous. You know, you can come up from nothing, folks. You just have to believe in yourself. You have to work towards a goal. You got to stop sitting on your hands and why me and crying and eating bonbons on the couch watching Jerry Springer and Ellen all day. I mean, that's the bottom line. Get off your duff and do something. There are so many victories that we've had. And there have been some losses lately, by the way. I mean, big time. Oh, they'll never pass the climate bill. They did it. Now it's going to the Senate. Oh, it'll never pass in the Senate. Well, if we don't do something, it's going to pass in the Senate. Oh, they'll never bring in a judge who openly writes a book called America's Deadly Obsession, and no one will call her out on it. A book that literally says that we don't have a Second Amendment, and only the military should have firearms. And nobody says anything on the floor while she's going to be the next Supreme Court justice? They're just going to confirm her? It looks like it's on a fast track, and they want to keep going to that wise Latina woman. All right, well, if you're going to go to the wise Latina woman comment, why don't you take it the step further, the step that needs to be taken, and say, wait a minute, what's really disturbing is you're a member of La Raza, but not just a member, a council member, which is an organization solely based on race. You know, I'm all for this. Let's come together. Again, I'm not for eugenics. I don't want to see any race wiped out. I think it's unbelievable, the thought that I'm superior to somebody because of the way I look, my physical attributes. I mean, could you be more ignorant than that, than to believe something like that? But no, she believes it. That's the thing. And no one is stepping up to the plate. No one's asking the tough question. And the tougher question is the Second Amendment question, folks. And she's just going to get it. Look, I'm going to take calls based on this eugenics comment and the eater robots. That's pretty much what I want to stick to right now. Do a little bit of a news blitz, and we'll take your calls at the 20 marker and the 20 after marker. House panel passes health bills. Critics slam cost. See, this is going to cost us all sorts of money. As the economy crashes, as there are less and less jobs, as there are no more benefits, as they begin to take your house away, they are going to jack the cost up of health care. They are going to jack the cost up of your home based on this climate bill. They're going to come in and say, you know what? You're not electricity efficient. This is going to be on your dime. You have such and such a time period to fix it. If you don't, you're going to be heavily taxed, or we're going to take your house away. And then they're going to up the price of energy so that once you do make the changes, you're still going to be paying 3 to 4 times more. It's the open plan. It's something we discuss on this show. And they're saying over $1 trillion. Over a trill. But, I mean, it's not real money. They just printed out of nowhere. Meanwhile, they can now have home interventions. No big deal. Home interventions for the swine flu. And, by the way, this one's out of The Guardian. This is UK, but I try to keep a global look on this swine flu thing, because it's under the World Health Organization, UN control, and we are at WHO level 6. We've been there officially now for over a month, I believe, over a month, and they are taking the steps right now to say you're taking the shot and you don't have a choice. Remember, in Canada, they're going to start with the schools just like here. Catherine Sebelius is on record. That's the head of Health and Human Services. For those that don't know, just look into it. They are going to make your kid's school a mass vaccination center, so they get the kiddies first. Then the parents have to come in and get their kids. Oh, you have your shot? Oh, well, you got to make an appointment, too. We need to keep tabs on you as well. But in Canada, they've already figured out that the 18 to 30 crowd isn't going to go for it because they're too busy drinking and having fun and not caring. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to where they're drinking and having fun and not caring. That's right. They're going to make makeshift vaccination centers out of the bar. That's right, out of bar strip. How dangerous is it to inject toxins into somebody's body while they're inebriated on alcohol and God knows what else? But that's the loving government for you. That's what they're going to do. And then I guess the people that they can't get through all these different programs, it's going to be the old knock. Hey, did you take that 3 mandatory shot? But meanwhile, they have to fearmonger that this is going to shut down schools, this is going to shut down work, this is going to hurt the economy. Swine flu may keep some schools shut in September. Uncertainty over the spread of pandemic could keep pupils away at start of autumn term. Some schools in England could remain closed in September if the swine flu pandemic escalates over the summer. See, it won't. What will happen is they'll say, man, we just beat it. And now the kids are coming in. Let's nip this swine flu thing in the bud before it gets cold and it comes flu season. So, again, they have to fearmonger right now, but they're building the infrastructure where every kid is going to have to take this shot. And I'm warning parents out there. I mean, if there's one thing I tell people with kids, and I've been doing it. In fact, my landlord was over yesterday. He was replacing my dryer. He had his son with him and his grandson, actually. And I said, look, if there's one thing I can tell you, it's don't take the swine flu shot. You got a family, man. Don't let your kids take it. It's a bad, bad idea. What do you mean it's a bad idea? I'm like, well, in 1976, 60 Minutes in 79 had to do a story that in 76, when they injected people with the swine flu vaccinations, then it caused mass paralysis and death. I'm not sure which I'd rather have. I'd probably rather die than be a quadriplegic. That's no offense to quadriplegics out there. I know we've got a ton listening, I'm sure, or people that'll be offended. But I cannot imagine having to go through life without the use of my arms and legs because the elite run a eugenics program where they're poisoning the population. And they made me take a shot that I obviously didn't need. And then they hype up the amount of deaths from swine flu. Remember the first couple deaths? First of all, it was piggy flu, and it'd come from Mexico. But then they couldn't find any pigs with it in Mexico. Then the story came out weeks later after they said it was from Mexico. No, well, actually, it was a pig in Canada from a Mexican migrant worker. No proof, just a story. Zero proof. Meanwhile, the first person that dies in the United States from swine flu, and I haven't seen a pandemic, I haven't seen people with masks on, I haven't seen people getting extra sick, was a two-year-old boy who was from Mexico, wasn't even a U.S. citizen, had all these health problems beforehand, had been in and out of hospitals his whole life, and may have had this swine flu, which is really three types of flu. It is one part bird flu, two part swine flu, one part human flu. Look it up. Regular. That is open. I mean, I think that's even on Wikipedia. But by this time, so many people are brainwashed that this comes from pigs, and they're going to have to slaughter all sorts of animals because of it. You tell that to the normal person, they're like, no, man. You see that All-Star game? Obama can sure pitch a ball. Threw that ball real good, like my president. All right, let's jump to some other news. Mark Cuban, insider trading case thrown out. This is out of Reuters, but we have a story over at Infowars.com right now. That's right. Mark Cuban had been threatened with insider trading in Texas after one of these guys started threatening because he was thinking about funding the Loose Change Project. And they had a big email exchange, and then they said, you know, we're going to do it anyway. But now, a U.S. court judge threw out insider trading case against Dallas Mavericks basketball team owner Mark Cuban on Friday, but gave the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission a month to file an amended lawsuit. Cuban, listed by Forbes magazine as one of the 400 richest Americans, faced civil charges that he acted on non-public information when he sold his stake in internet search engine company Mama.com to avoid more than a $750,000 loss. U.S. District Judge Sidney Fitzwater gave the SEC 30 days to file an amended complaint. If the SEC can allege that Cuban undertook a duty expressly or implicitly. See, this is for $750,000, and this is a pretty honest guy. This is a guy that does put out cutting-edge products. Magnolia Pictures, you know, not everything they do is great, but at least they're challenging the system. And they're worried about $750,000? We got people stealing trillions right now. Let me repeat that. We got people stealing trillions. Trillions. While you struggle to make your house payment. While you're still overpaying for gas. Even at what, it's like $2.40 right now? It shouldn't be $2.40. And you know, I got a clip on that. I don't know if it's going to make the new Obama film, but we got a representative going there. You know, what is up with this? Like the supply is up. The demand is lower. We should be paying a lot less. What's going on here? Is this a little price gouging, a little collusion? I wonder. These guys are still making hand over fist in every aspect. The wars are still happening in the Middle East. In fact, we got a bombing in the Middle East right now. I'm sure it's going to be blamed on Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-like cells or terrorists or insurgents. It's over in Indonesia. In fact, I'm sure right now on the news, they're saying it's Al-Qaeda. I just have a prediction. Right now we're taping C-SPAN, so I won't know for sure. But I'm sure it's Al-Qaeda, because bombs have ripped through Indonesian hotels. Must be Al-Qaeda. All right, we're going to take your calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. More news after this and a ton of stories over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit HeresWhatYouDo.net. That's HeresWhatYouDo.net. HeresWhatYouDo.net. And start changing your life today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We're going to go to your calls in a moment. 10:30 after, we're going to take more calls. Rip through some of this news. But bombs ripped through Indonesian hotels, killing 8. Bombs ripped through 2 luxury hotels in the heart of Indonesia's capital on Friday, killing 8 people and wounding dozens in an attack the president said would damage confidence in Southeast Asia's biggest economy. Suicide bombers struck the JW Marriott Hotel and close by Ritz-Carlton, both popular with visiting international businessmen and boasting some of the tightest security in Jakarta as guests sat down for a breakfast power meeting. So to me, it's going to be pretty interesting to see who was killed in this, who was targeted, and who they blame. And again, they blame Al-Qaeda for everything, so I don't think this is going to be much of an exception. All right, let's go to our first caller, John in Washington. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Listen, I got some information about those eater robots, and it kind of surprised me, actually. My wife is a distributor for electronics components, and when I told her about this story after work the other day, she goes, "Oh, that doesn't sound right." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She goes, "Well, she knows Mr. Finkelstein at RTI because apparently they've done business through her company before." So she calls him, and he was quite candid about it. And what it comes down to is that in electronics and these R&D projects, they have what they call software, then they have firmware, then they have hardware, and then they have what's called vaporware. Vaporware are wishful ideas, ideas about things that they wish they could do or want to do sometime. He said, or he told my wife, that there are no eater robots that are operative. There are none under construction. There are no contracts for them. And at this point, it's vaporware. So what this implies to me, because this came out in the media and was, you know, carried and has been talked about on the internet and so forth, created a buzz. It's one of those stories that they like to feed out to the public so they can draw people's attention away, kind of hype people up, perhaps make some people a little fearful of the government or how they're, you know,
doing
things.
But I would also
things.
Say this. This technology isn't that off the realm. It's kind of almost a beta test. I mean, again, we just found out 2 weeks ago the Nazis had the stealth bomber. I mean, think about how long. That's why I can't stand it when people always tell me, oh, they could never lie about something for so long. We just waited 60-plus years to find out that the Nazis had the stealth bomber. They had the technology. I mean, what was the official story before that? That we developed it in the 70s through Skunk Works, and then we had it in the late 70s with our model? I mean, come on. So to me, this may be quote-unquote vaporware or only be modeled in a computer, or maybe they've only made one or two models, but it's scary to me because I have seen the actual live models, the things that are on the battlefield right now, such as the big dog. You know, we should bring a video up of the big dog, of the robo snake, of the robo fish. That's not military yet, but they're using it in the UK to surveil the waters. A lot of this stuff has AI technology. There's a company out there called Festo that has the robo penguin that looks just totally creepy, swims amongst the penguins, and then they also have a stingray. So we're going to pull some of those videos. We're going to play on the other side. I appreciate the call, John. We're going to go to one more caller before the break. Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, well, thanks. Those robotic things, I think that's not vaporware. I mean, they, like you said, they got the fish. They got the Israel snake. They got, you know, it's AI, GPS, man. That's what it's for.
And they just announced, too, that they were going to be using small hummingbird-like insects that would be remote-controlled by people. There was some suspicion that they were spying on protesters a little over a year ago in D.C. with these things, but now they're just openly saying, yeah, we got them.
Yeah. Well, people can do their own research and find out that Hitler had the Hanabo 2. Mm-hmm. They can look that up on the Internet if they like, Google that. But in that article, it said they would gobble up whatever organic material they could find, grass, wood, old furniture, even dead bodies.
Yeah, exactly. And it is weird now that you can't even get the cached article. It's very odd to me. And you know what? The guy in RTI, maybe he's only seen a couple models, and he doesn't know that maybe they're in mass production. But the bottom line is, again, I mean, look at the XM-25. Look at this new weapon that the military is going to be wielding. It has a smart chip in a bullet that allows the bullet to curve around to get the target, go around buildings, go through buildings, and then explode like a grenade within 3 feet of its target and kill everybody. You know, this is a smart bullet, and it has heat sensors. It's something that, out of a science fiction movie, but it's fact now. The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Top stories over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Your calls on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. By the way, my show, The Info Warrior, will be starting on Sunday after the Alex Jones Show. That's 6 p.m. Central Time. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday when I get back from this California trip where I'll be shooting for the Obama Deception 2 and my new film, Invisible Empire. Before we go back to your calls, I just want to take this time to thank some of our great sponsors that actually make this show possible. EFoodsDirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and support the freedom movement for years and years. You want non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods? It's at efoodsdirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. And I also want to thank HomeGain. That's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com, everything real estate. You can actually pop in your address. It'll give you a free estimate right there. And they also have this thing called Street View and a virtual tour, so you can really look at the properties that they have on HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. All right, let's go back to callers. And while I'm doing this, I want to show you some of these robots I've been talking about over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's bring up, who do we have? Let's show them the big dog. You know, because now we have the big dog, we have the Ripsaw. The Ripsaw is essentially a tank with a 25 or 50 caliber mounted on top of it, and it is a weapon. Now, the big dog is there to carry weapons and whatnot, but it's very hard to disable, basically, because it kind of goes side to side. You can kick it. You can bounce it. And if you put a weapon on this thing, can you imagine how scary this thing looks? They call it the big dog because it kind of looks like a dog without a face. But here it is going through, you know, pretty rough terrain with a probably, I'd say, 100 or so pounds mounted on top of it, all this different equipment. All right, let's go to Dan in North Carolina. Dan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, I know. I saw Big Dog quite a while ago, and that's really what's kind of scary more than anything else, because you look at it and you think about, like, the processor power they have to have in that thing for it to correct its movement, you know, when it's kicked and stuff. And they talked about, I was looking on in articles and stuff, and they're talking about putting technology on it that would be able to track, like, human heartbeat and human breath and stuff. So they're talking about, essentially, an extremely mobile weapons platform that can track people, and that just freaks me out more than anything.
Well, we live in a track-and-trace society, and right now they're showing that's kind of virtual video of these robo-penguins, but before they were showing the robo-penguins actually in the water with other penguins. And that's just the society we live in. I mean, we now have the Census Bureau going from house to house and GPSing every single home. I just saw the latest version of Google Earth, and oh my God, it is just off the charts. I mean, how much longer until all of our houses are 3D modeled where you can get like a real-time zoom in? And this is something that not, you know, intelligence agencies don't have. The public has this. So we're really living in a society where we can almost track, trace, and surveil each other if we so desire. So you know that the government's doing it. You know what, through the AT&T versus Hepton case that was thrown out in the beginning of June, you know, where they actually had to admit, let me say it again, they actually had to admit that they were tracking and tracing everything you do on your internet and cell phone with a standard line that would take all that information and store it on a hard drive where they would then run it through like Promise or Carnivore, all these software where it would be automated before it saw even human eyes. So, I mean, we are well beyond the pale of what 1984 wanted to be, because we are in a technological super state that is just far beyond the visions of, you know, Orwell or, you know, Brave New World. And it's, I mean, some of the things aren't there yet, but they will be. I thank you for the call. Just a moment ago, and they were showing this Einstein robot, and I forgot what headline I read, but the last time I sat in for the Alex Jones Show a couple weeks ago, we read a headline about that thing. I think it taught itself to do something. So not only are these robotics, and that Einstein one looks really creepy. I told them to bring up Hanson Robotics, and there's a little panel on the side that says robots, where they're trying to rebuild Philip K. Dick. They got a robot called Joey Chaos, all these different robotics. It is Terminator-esque. Let me say it again. It is Terminator-esque, but instead of the robots being in charge, the elite will be in charge. See, they're never really going to be fully automated, hopefully. I mean, that would be a nightmare amongst itself. Harry in Michigan. Harry, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason.
Yes.
There. Good talk to you. Yeah, I'm a long-time listener, and way before Alex started the show, I was aware of all this, and I'm 62 years old, and I think the world is in deep trouble, and the harder I try to pass the word, it seems like the further back I go. And I'm still trying to convince people of chemtrails, let alone the Luciferian connection with running this world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's seems like the people nowadays were living off the bottom portion of our brain and the lizard, you know, the lizard people. And we're in some deep trouble. And,
well, sir, I got to agree with you. We are in some deep trouble, but it's really because society chooses to be, and I thank you for the call. I mean, we choose to care about our Jenny Light. We choose to care about our sports more than knowing what our government's up to. We choose just to watch the nightly news or a 24-hour news network, and instead of actually becoming active in our communities, not going to our city council meetings, not taking part in the political process. Oh, I mean, we dig our own graves. You know, when Ron Paul says we get the government we deserve, unfortunately, that is the case. I think that sometimes they go way over the top, and it really is a reflection of the corrupted moral society we live in. The people are still good, okay? I don't want to get totally self-righteous and out of line. There is a lot of goodness in people. A lot of people are out there, you know, to take care of their families, and there's a lot of love in their hearts, and they just don't know the bigger picture. But a lot of it's tact if you're trying to wake people up. You know, you have to, I mean, you went from chemtrails to Luciferianism.
You know, a lot of, you know, people aren't going to respond to that. If you want people to respond to your message and you can't get them to talk about chemtrails, we'll just say, take them outside. Well, what is that? Oh, that's a contrail. Really, that's a contrail. And then you explain geoengineering. You have to have a laptop next to you. This is the information age. This is where everything is at the cusp of your fingertips and really your brain. Not just your imagination, but your recall. Remember we used to have recall? We used to teach memory in school. It's a very novel idea to try to remember things you're taught. Instead, we live in this, you know, information age where your attention span is less than 15 minutes and your retention of information is at an all-time low. And we do it to ourselves by slurping down, you know, mercury-filled, corn syrup-laced Coca-Colas all day. Forget about the alcohol. Forget about just the slothfulness of society. And not everybody, I know there's a lot of good, smart people out there that are struggling, that are working three jobs, try to support a family. Three. Forget about two now. It's like three to support a family. Their wife works. They can still barely afford the payments. They just don't have time for this stuff. But again, those people are the ones that are zombified by the nightly news, by their favorite talk radio guy. And you have to find points of agreement with them first and then expand on those points of agreement to try to bring them beyond the false left-right paradigm. That's what I found works the best. All right, let's go to Josh in Florida. Josh, online. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
I had a question about, not a question. I had some comments about eugenics. I know Alex was asking a few days ago for solutions, like what he should do, if he should start an organization. But in front of me, I have the city of Tamarack. That's in Broward County, South Florida. I have the 2007 water quality report.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this packet, you open it up, and it tells you, okay, they put fluoride in it at 0.722 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have all these things that are not available, chloromethane, mm-hmm. which is a refrigerant.
Mm-hmm.
They also put acetone in it, which is a nail polish remover. They also have butanone, which is used in plastics. Mm-hmm. They also have chloroform, and that's used in Teflon. And it also says dichlorobromethane, which is...
And this is all in the water supply.
Yeah, and I have it right here. It's the Water Quality Report 2007, and they have sodium, fluoride, barium, and then all those things I just listed. And you just do a quick, you know, Google search looking on Wikipedia, and you find out that all these things are in plastics, nail polish remover, and it's pretty crazy. I actually have
crazy. And you know what? The public doesn't even care. And beyond just drinking it, I mean, you absorb that through your skin when you're taking a shower.
Yeah,
you're getting your
worst.
Daily dose of, yeah, you breathe it in. I need you to write an article or send it to writers@infowars.com, articles@infowars.com, a scan of this information. Hopefully you have a scanner and you can get it out there, because we need to do a story about this. I mean, this eugenics program hits us from so many angles. It's not just the water. It's not just the food. It's not just the shots. I mean, now it's the air you breathe as well. And that's what, you know, that's what you have to explain to people while you're talking about chemtrails. You know, again, don't go off into other tangents. I thank you for the call, Josh. Great caller. Hopefully we can post that over there, because people aren't aware. Barium in your water. Did you just hear the guy? Barium. Chloroform. I mean, people know from movies, because people relate to movies so well, because movies are people's lives, but chloroform is bad, bad, bad. It will knock you out. Now let's go to movies again, because I know people relate to the movies. They love the Hollywood pictures. But when somebody's being abducted or attacked, what do they always do? They take a rag with chloroform in it. You're not supposed to drink it. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your kids. You're not supposed to absorb it through your skin and wash yourself with chloroform. I know radical ideas coming out of this program. All right, let's go to Dave in North Carolina. Dave, you're online.
Northern California, brother, and it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Two things. One, I want to take this opportunity to applaud that congressman that stood up and talked about eugenics on the floor of the House. Thank you, sir. What was his name again?
His name is Joseph Pitts, and I think that we're going to play that clip on the other side of the next segment. We're going to definitely play that again, because it's only a minute and 27 seconds, and it really does deserve a... standing applause, really.
Yeah, well, here it is.
Yeah, way to go, dude!
All right, I didn't stand, though. All right, so on the eater, I have the PDF here in front of me, and I scan. I look at it really close, In the PDF itself, it doesn't say anything about using bodies.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where that came from, but let me give you a couple of the highlights from it. It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The rationale and utility part, what it's going to be used for. Mm-hmm. The inherent advantage is its ability to engage in long-endurance, tedious, and hazardous tasks, such as reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition without fatigue or stress. Basically, these things can stay out there forever, eating mm-hmm. stuff and cruising around. And scanning down to the bottom here, they talk about the number of applications. Commercialization of the eater is focused on developing a prototype for military applications, that's number one, and civil applications, including Homeland Security. Evolving autonomous intelligent control, which basically means it can do everything, you know, in a primitive way, it can think the way humans can do, think and make decisions, and to provide unmanned ground, water, robotic swarms and cognitive collectives, driverless cars, distributed intelligence, ubiquitous intelligence, and intelligent infrastructures, control of complex systems of systems, and decision-making for decision-makers. In other words, basically it's a swarm of these things, you know, all interrelated.
Yeah, like a hive mind concept where, you know, they've got one target and they work in unity, kind of like a, you know, a beehive. I mean, or,
right.
or ants working together.
Yep, and basically taking over large chunks of terrain and just staying there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm not sure on the body thing, but
I think the fact that it's biomass is they're just assuming. I have to check the PDF file myself out, but I do wonder. You know, what are these things going to do? Reject a mouse that's in the field? Are they going to reject, you know, a dead bird? Or are they actually going to absorb it? I mean, is it possible that they could build these things large enough to consume human bodies? I mean, I think that is a possibility. And, you know, it is odd to me the way that they immediately changed it. But, again, it's a spooky scenario whether it's eating human beings or not. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Kay in Ohio. Kay, you're on the line. Yes, Kay.
Yes. Good afternoon, by the way. This is a totally different subject than what you've been discussing, but I'm hoping maybe you can give me just a little bit of advice. I'm a grandmother of three little girls, ages mm-hmm. 4, 6, and 7, and they are a victim of Children's Services here in Jackson County, Ohio. Mm-hmm. We have a corrupt and unethical judge. We have attorneys that deal behind closed doors. And these kids are in foster care with nothing ever proven legally as to why they should have even been taken.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after 15 months, they're putting them up for adoption.
Well, that is a tragic story. And, ma'am, I wish I had some advice for you other than to fight these people tooth and nail. It's something maybe you could take up with Alex when he returns on Monday. But I really don't know what to tell you. I don't know the specifics of the case, and I really just can't go into them on the show today. I thank you for the call. All right, I'm going to do a little bit of a news blitz, and then on the other side, we're going to play that clip again of the representative out of Pennsylvania, Joseph Pitts, talking about the eugenics program and Judge Ginsburg's support of such a program. I mean, this guy, again, it was a beautiful moment on the House floor. Moon landing tapes got erased, NASA admits. Now, I want people to understand just how ludicrous this story is. Now, in the news all over yesterday, oh, it's coming up on the 40th anniversary of the moon landings, and it's really happening. Oh, the moon landings. We're going to redo the footage. Look at how great that footage looks. Now NASA is coming out and saying, oh, we erased the moon landing tapes. I mean, it's comical. The man walks on the moon for the first time, and the agency responsible for the tapes erases them. Yeah, that's plausible. See, they took the original, what they broadcast on television, and they cleaned that up because they claimed they didn't have them. Come on. Please. I you would have to be, I mean, the dumbest person in the entire world to erase the moon landing tapes. I'm not even going to take it any farther, folks. But if you believe that, I have several bridges across the United States to sell you at an unbelievable price if you believe that NASA erased the moon landing tapes. I mean, come on. Give me a break. It's almost too far beyond the pale. Obama has tough love message for African Americans. Now, remember, you're seeing all these different city year commercials, the majority of which are reaching out to youthful minorities. There are a couple where they are trying to get the white youth to join as well. But, I mean, you literally, you never hear a white guy going, this will be great for Caucasians to join. However, they do have a young African American guy saying, you know, if you're a person of color, you need to join city year. Meanwhile, there's another guy zipping up, I'm fierce. I'm fierce. People doing jumping jacks. Oh, that's a good idea. Youth corps have always been a good idea. So here he's telling, we're going to have to work, and, you know, nobody's getting a pass. City year is a good place to go. President Barack Obama had a tough love message for fellow African Americans on Thursday, urging black parents to push their children to think beyond dreams of being sports stars or rap music performers. Hey, I got news for you, Obama. It's not just black kids that want to be rap stars and sports heroes. It's just about every kid out there. It's the culture. Why are you blaming it on African-American kids? It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Check out the latest at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Has he been trapped on the wine spread much too long? Babylon system is the vampire.
Folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We're streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I want to thank another one of our great sponsors, Diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. I want to tell you about our sponsor, Diginet.net. Okay, these guys have the best surveillance systems. You can hook things up in your car. They have the DigiPens, great quality. I think it's 640 by 480, which is standard definition. You won't believe the video, and no one will know the wiser. I mean, you literally just set your pen up right here. Or, I mean, some of the many things that they have are just completely unbelievable. The hard drives get bigger and bigger every day. You won't believe how much stuff you can store. It's diginet.net. Now, I'm going to try to take one or two calls. We'll try to go to Steve and Chris in a moment. But first, I want to play this clip again of Representative Joseph Pitts on the House floor out of Pennsylvania talking about the eugenics program that the elite carry out daily.
Thank you. For what purpose is the gentleman from Pennsylvania? Gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, last week's New York Times Magazine featured an interview with Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Some of her comments were absolutely astonishing, coming from a sitting Supreme Court Justice. But the most disturbing comment came in reference to abortion. In reference to Roe v. Wade, the infamous Supreme Court case, she said this, quote, "Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of," end quote. I cannot imagine any acceptable context in which a serious person could refer to populations that we don't want too many of. This eugenic way of thinking debases the value of all human life. All people are created equal and deserve the most fundamental right to life, no matter what race, religion, or socioeconomic background. I am shocked that a member of the Supreme Court believes that a compelling reason for the legality of abortion is because our society wants to reduce the growth of specific populations. Justice Ginsburg's comments are an assault and insult to the values of the American people. I yield back.
All right, there he is again. Just an amazing speech on the House floor, and bravo, Mr. Pitts. All right, let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the line.
I just first off want to thank Congressman Pitts for, you know, supporting our rights. And I wanted to make a point regarding a common misconception about robotics.
Okay.
I actually study robotics. And one of the things one of the things they strive for is being autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
And that is self-sufficiency. And that's,
yes.
You see that with these man-eater robots.
Mm-hmm.
They want to create robots that can tell where they are and gain the necessary energy to do a task. That is the forefront of everything we're trying to do. And it's important not to underestimate the intelligence level of the people behind this field.
Look, the way I'm looking at it, man, is that public technology is at least 20 or 30 years behind what they have in closed doors and underground facilities in these Lockheed Martin and DARPA institutes. Let's be honest. Again, if the Nazis had the stealth bomber and it took almost 70 years to make that public knowledge, what else are they hiding from us? If they're rolling out glow-in-the-dark pigs and dogs, what else have they done with bioengineering behind closed doors? I mean, obviously something else is going on. And yes, there are some very intelligent people out there. I mean, how far was it 20 years ago? It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.